Next case.
Case number 12,687, Devin Fortney seeks a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Section 115-34, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Mercer Avenue within the Orchard Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 33218 Mercer Avenue, Millsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 234, map 35.05, parcel 123. The applicant is seeking a 1.2-foot and 2.3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed garage addition, a 3.2-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard for proposed garage addition, a 3.3-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the proposed addition and an existing garage, a 3.4-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard for the existing garage, a 4-foot and 4.1-foot from the 10-foot rear yard for an existing attached garage and a proposed second floor addition. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse on this case.
Mr. Warfel will be recusing himself. Is the applicant present?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Richard Fortney. I'm speaking for Devin Fortney and myself.
And your address?
My address is 6541 Leo Drive, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. We'll give you the floor.
Okay. My son and I own this property at Mercer Avenue in Oak Orchard, Millsboro, Delaware, and are seeking variance for two different things. One is for an addition above an existing attached garage. We'd like to build a room there for a little bit additional sleeping quarters. We have a lot of family that vacations in this area. And unfortunately, the garage, which was built probably in the 1960s, is, you know, it's the existing garage already exceeds the allowable distance. I don't know the numbers by heart, they're on the paper there, but we'd like to add a second story addition over top of that garage, and we'd like to bring the structure straight up as opposed to offsetting it in a foot and a half, which would make the structure look awkward. Aesthetically, it would make it look quite awkward, be a little bit more difficult to build. So the lot is sort of long and narrow. I'm looking at this here. This is the attached garage we're talking about right here. We'd like to take the roof off and come straight up. It would blend the rooms together a little bit better. We are proposing, not as part of this, but we'd like to add solar to this structure, and it would make that solar system work a little bit better as well. My son's a contractor down here. I'm a contractor back in Pennsylvania. He will be living in this structure full time. It will continue for me as a vacation home, so I will be probably doing some sleeping on that second floor should it be approved. A friend of ours, we acquired this property from. We've been using it for 25 years, so so that's one. Number two is that my son is a contractor, and what we would like to be able to do is, I'll point out one other thing, is that down here at the end of this detached garage here, there's a kind of a awkward structure there that we would like to tear down, and we would like to add a storage area here on this side, which would encroach not only the rear but also, well, the rear and the sideline by a little bit. What makes that a little unique is that we'd like to be able to, well, he would like to be able to back a trailer in there from this common driveway. I should have pointed that out. I'm not trying to make anybody dizzy walking back and forth here, but the neighbor and us share this common driveway here. I have a little bit of a picture of that. And to get a
get a trailer in here. It's a little bit awkward. So the property sort of has a unique characteristic. So I'm just going to share one photo. Am I allowed to share a photo? Just kind of hold it up.
If you do, you need to be able to submit it to the record, and Mr.
Okay.
Ward would get that. You can certainly do that, but it's going to be in the record.
Okay. Am I incriminating myself if it's going on the record somehow? I mean, it's just a picture of the shared driveway. I wanted the board to understand that it's sort of a unique situation. There is a decorative wall that these two properties, the one that we own and the neighbor, join. And it would be, we could modify or tear down that section of wall to make this access a little bit easier, but obviously we don't want to hurt the integrity of what's there now. Not that it's anything outstandingly beautiful, but it's part of the neighborhood for a lot of years. And now you have me afraid to submit this for the record for some reason.
just for us to look at and put just for us to look at and to put to get an idea of what you're talking
okay.
about.
Well,
and for the record.
I mean, it's a shared driveway. Who am I getting into down
Ms.
here?
The survey notes a block wall, it looks like. Yeah. On the survey that you guys have.
So the lot is long and narrow. We're just trying to keep some, obviously we're trying to get permission to do a couple of structures here, make some improvements to the property. And I did make a few other notes here. The one thing I've noticed is that most of the houses, particularly the one that's directly to the west of this property that I'm looking at, is I think has already encroached on the property line. I realize it's existing and they're not asking for anything, but I don't think we're asking for a slight variance. I'm assuming that somehow, I don't know if these are actually property lines, but this house right here is relatively close. Several in through here are a little bit close to the property line. So I don't know what it is on that garage, a foot or two. And again, we're just trying to maintain some structural integrity of keeping the building going straight up for roof lines and things like that. So if my final statement is I think we're asking for a minimum variance, which would help us with some relief. Questions? My wife accuses me of talking too much, so I'll just be quiet now.
Questions from the board? The existing attached garage and the existing detached garage, were they with the property when it was purchased?
Yes. The detached garages are wooden structures with vinyl siding on them. They would appear as a contractor like they were built in the 60s.
Okay. And just for the record, water and sewer to the property?
Yes, both water and sewage. There is no on-lot systems. There is a well, but it's not in use. We have public water.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you spoken with the neighbor who you share the driveway with?
Yes.
How are their
he's feelings loving
towards
it? He just recently purchased that property as well. We bonded. He's a businessman in the area. He owns a landscaping business, and you know, we're coordinating garage doors. Assuming we can do all this, we want to replace all the existing garage doors so it all looks uniform in the neighborhood and things like that. Yes, and as I said, my son lives here. He actually lives down the street from this property right now. We'll be selling that property, moving in here. We're going to ask for a permit to do some renovations after this hearing tonight. We didn't realize we couldn't get a permit for some other things when we had a variance in here. So in the next day or two, we're going to ask for a permit to do some renovations. Just clean-up renovations, that's all. New kitchen, some things like that.
Are you able to properly maintain power wash, paint,
all backsides of that property without encroaching on your neighbor's property?
It's a friend of mine that we acquired this property from. I worked on his farm as a kid, more information than what you need. But he's had this property power washed every year for as long as I can remember everything. I've never personally power washed it. I think my son has. But yes, it's been very well maintained. One of our projects is to remove the existing vinyl siding, and we want to put cement board siding on the entire property.
Another concern is any kind of rainwater. How are you going to not make this an issue for your neighbor with these pitched roofs? Is it going to be pitched towards the neighbor?
No, they won't be pitched towards the neighbor, but everything is run underground. Yes, everything is run underground. I know because I've done some repairs there.
And that'll all be connected?
Yes, that's all.
Including what you propose?
That's correct, yes. It's all connected now. There's nothing that comes out on the surface anywhere.
Correct me if I'm wrong there.
No steps that'll be any further encroachment into what you have existing and or proposed?
No steps whatsoever, no.
Okay.
I'm just thinking out loud, no. One additional overhead door for the one structure. Cement board siding, all pitched roofs. But the pitched roofs are not pitching towards the neighbor's property.
Mr. Sharp, you have any questions?
Just a few. You had mentioned there's going to be some additional sleeping quarters with the additions. I presume no kitchen facilities in any of those?
No.
Is there going to be an HVAC that's going to be in any of these that's going to need a variance?
There would be HVAC in that. A mini split unit would take care of the additional sleeping quarter.
Where will that be located? Because I don't know if that needs a variance either. It's not shown on your plan.
If he wants to speak, if he wants to speak, he's going to have to come
okay,
be sworn
sorry,
in.
Forgive me. We talked about a mini split system for just that area over the garage. One unit goes inside. There's a little offset area at the structure.
I guess here's a better question. Will the HVAC system that you're going to install need a variance?
No.
Okay, so it will be within the building envelope?
It will be either within the building envelope or will not be within the boundaries of going outside of that.
Of the structure.
Of the structure, okay. Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. That clarifies that point.
Sorry for breaking the rules there.
No, that's all right. We just try to get clarity on these things. Any flooding in the rear yard?
None that I'm aware of.
Is there a reason the new kind of structure that I'm seeing on the north side of the lot, is there a reason why that structure can't be smaller?
Just from the perspective of making the turns with trailers, we're wanting to get an 18-foot wide door in there to make that turn. That would be one of the biggest reasons for that. Yes, the structure could be built. It could be built smaller. It would be less than ideal.
How small could it be built?
I'm thinking that it's proposed at
and I say that because one of the standards is it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. So the code surmises that if you're able to do with less, you got to do that. So it what I'm hearing from you is you need a variance, but if it's not, it looks like a 1.2-foot variance is what you would need on that side and a 2.3 on that side.
That's correct.
Is it possible to comply on that side with it?
I would say that there's a possibility that if we are denied the variance, we probably will not build the structure. Not that, just because it's less than ideal between trying to navigate the driveway and the size of the door, that's what's been recommended by the designer. And just from a practical standpoint of view, speaking in my business up in Pennsylvania, I need wider areas for some of the trailers that I, you know, load with and things like that, so.
So would it be safe to say that if you built this any smaller, it would not be functional for what you are, it is being intended for?
That's exactly what I would say to a T. It would be less than functional and probably wouldn't be worth the investment. And one of the thoughts, quite frankly, is just that, you know, I think I heard at the very first hearing here tonight. No, I didn't. I heard that earlier today somewhere. It's an aging brain, I'm sorry. But somebody says, oh, it was my neighbor, the neighbor we share the driveway with, Steve. He was talking about something in his neighborhood where the man wanted to put a garage in, and the zoning hearing board was, you know, talking about, well, one thing that happens there is a lot of accumulation of cars, blah, 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 so and so. I can understand. I don't want somebody running a garage in my neighborhood and having 37 cars there becomes a junkyard. The object of this building is to make sure that things are, in fact, inside in the building and it looks neat and clean so you don't have stuff sitting outside. So to be very clear, that was the intent.
I saw that there, you know, the building will be used to store equipment, so you want it to be safe.
Yes. That is correct.
It is a large trailer. What size is the trailer?
I swore that I would tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and I'm not sure the exact size of the trailer.
Is it more than 16 feet?
Yes, it is more than 16 feet. It is, yes. I think it's about 18 or 19 feet, yes. And, yes.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12687?
I see nodding and hands.
We see two.
I see four.
I see four. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12687 for Mr. Courtney. Property has unique physical conditions because of narrowness. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12687 has been approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.